as to some of the questions people have in their life, like, Pastor, do you think that, and then they ask me a question about maybe their pet or whether they're going to be married or is there dating or will people, you know, what are the relationships going to be like and what do we look like and will we recognize one another? And it doesn't say any of that in the Bible. We get hints here and there. There's some things that I can lean one way or the other, and I tend to go down the middle on. I think it was Arlene that came up with this years ago. Her answer in all of these questions is, whatever it is that is going to fulfill you to the absolute most and to the extreme, God's going to give it to you. You're going to experience ultimate bliss in God's presence. And as I mentioned earlier, some of the questions we have about what happens, what's going to look like, it's going to be irrelevant. Because in Jesus, it'll all be answered. We'll see him face to face and reign with him. Like he says, you're gonna reign with me forever. So yeah, still a lot of unanswered questions. That's because we now only see a poor reflection, as Paul says in 1 Corinthians 13. It's like looking into a mirror and we don't get the full gist of it. And it's like kind of dark and we can't make everything out. Now we only know in part, but one day we'll know fully. We'll know fully. When we all get to heaven, we will see clearly what we now only see by faith. So Jesus starts winding this message up, this long letter that he has written through John. He concludes with a message reminding us to be ready. Be ready. We've been saying that every week. Be ready. First of all, a promise of blessing. Revelation 22:7, Jesus said, "Behold, I am coming soon. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book." Keeping means to take it to heart, means to believe what it says. It means to live each day in light of this teaching. I believe when you live like that, you will be blessed. You will receive a blessing. That's promise of blessing. If you live with that confidence in your life, it's an incredible blessing already. But then there will be ultimate blessing. And when that, what we believe and see by faith now becomes sight. Once more, Jesus announces that time is of the essence. He says, "Behold, I am coming soon." You go down to verse 12 in chapter 22, he said, "My reward is with me. I will give to everyone according to what he has done. I'm the Alpha, the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end." Jesus, when he comes, isn't coming empty-handed. Even though being with him for eternity is more than enough of a reward in itself, Jesus has rewards for that, for all of us who have been faithful in following him. Amazing. I'm coming with rewards in my hand. There's also the blessing I mentioned earlier about having the right to enter the city wearing robes washed by Christ's blood. And then Jesus reminds us of how Revelation came to be and why he's qualified to reveal it. He says in verse 16, "I, Jesus, have sent an angel to you as a testimony for the churches. I am the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star." He's referring to the fact that he is the fulfillment of all God's promises to the nation of Israel through the line of King David. "I'm the root and offspring of David." And he says, "I'm the bright and morning star." He's the one that gives us that hope of a new day, bright and shining. All takes us back to chapter 1, where we're told how Jesus communicated this apocalyptic message to us through the Apostle John. What a gift to us, wouldn't you say? We have Revelation. What an advantage that is for us. And then Revelation finishes off with the Holy Spirit in the church inviting everyone to come to Jesus and receive the gift of eternal life. Come, come and drink, come and partake of this gift, this free gift. And then another warning. Here's a warning that applies to the whole Word of God, actually. But it said, "Anyone who adds to what God has revealed in Revelation will suffer the same fate as unbelievers experience in the book. And anyone who takes away from it or that is, treats it with derision or unbelief, will be included with those on the outside of the city looking in. We need to treat God's word with respect. Listen to what it says. Not taking away from it, not adding to it, but understanding it and following it. And one last time, Jesus warns us to be ready. Revelation 22:20. Yes, I am coming soon. To which all of us need to join in with John and show our anticipation. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. So be it, Lord. Come. Could you pray that today? Lord, I long to be in your presence. I look forward to being with you on that great day, spending eternity with you in this brand new world that you've created. I want to be there with you, Lord. That's my heart's desire. Come, Lord, come. I want to be there. This, my friends, is our destiny in Christ. It's what we all can experience by saying yes to Jesus each and every day. And that's my prayer for you, that you will be the one who says yes to Jesus. I hope through the study of Revelation you've been encouraged, that you've learned. I've had a lot of good feedback from a number of you over these weeks. I'm thrilled that our kids have been here this morning and each week, down in number today through sickness and other things, whatever's happened. But I've been loving watching them writing in and filling in the blanks that they've been given and learning and asking questions, follow-up questions. And I just pray that you have grown as well, that you see that God isn't trying to trick us in any way. He doesn't give us a book that we can't understand. But when we take the time, he will reveal to us what we need to know and put everything in context. Next week, we begin our Easter series, and I think how appropriate it is that we follow this up with the reason for our hope in Jesus Christ as we head towards Good Friday and Easter Sunday. But I pray that this has been a really good foundation for you, this study that we've had together. I'm going to ask the worship team to come back at this time. I'm going to ask you to stand with me. And as we close today, I am just so encouraged. I believe that God is so wanting for us to do great things. And I want you to just start playing a little bit. There's a picture that I have, and you're going to love it. And there's a song that the worship team's going to lead us in, and if you know it, you can sing along. If you can't, you just stand there. Because when they were practicing it this morning, I had goosebumps on top of goosebumps on top of goosebumps. That means I really liked it. And it's a picture of you and me, everybody who loves Jesus, and all the people who have followed the Lord throughout the ages. Can you imagine? Millions and millions and millions wearing these white robes that have been washed by the blood of Jesus, cleansed. And we make up this incredible mass of people. And I can just, this song pictures that, of moving towards Christ, our leader. And the vision, and John the apostle had this vision a couple of times of this large group of people, and it overwhelmed him. It humbled him so much. And who are these people? Who are they? Who are they? Well, these are they who came out of great tribulation. They have washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb. That's who they are. And when that was revealed, and you remember that a few weeks ago, we talked about that. Another glimpse was given of all the people that would have been added. Those that were saved during the tribulation had to wait until they joined with all the rest of the ages. And those of us who have gone through times of trouble, we call that tribulation. Some of us have had some real deep struggles and challenges in our lives. And we've gone through them how? Only by the grace of God through Jesus. And some people will end up actually going through the great tribulation. And we've talked about that, where it'll be horrible as this earth unravels. and the judgment of God is poured out upon lives. But there will be those who will say, I'm going to follow Jesus, and will pay with their lives, and they will be added to the throng. And you're going to be there, and I'm going to be there. And when I think about this, I get so overwhelmed and amazed. I say, thank you, Lord. I can't help but worship. And I pray, I believe that if you're if you've got a pulse today and you check your pulse, that as you begin to listen to this and maybe begin to sing along, that by the time you get to the end of this, you can't help but say, God, I love you. I praise you. I worship you. You are my God. And I'm going to be part of that throng that the millions and millions and millions of others worshiping the Lord in white, washed only by the blood of Jesus' blood. So you get my drift? You got where I'm coming from? Let's worship the Lord in these next moments together. Let it touch you. And I'm going to try to be able to get back here and not do anything crazy. I told somebody earlier, I'm going to be on the edge this morning. Let's just worship the Lord together as we think about what's going to be like on that day. Picture it. You need to close your eyes. You need to open your eyes. You need to look up. You need to look down. You need to, whatever. Just look to Jesus. Let's pray.